And a lot of our gun control measures are aimed at people who would obey the law and get the permits. How does keeping me or you from having a gun really control gun violence in Washington or New York City?
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Craig R. Whitney. He's the author of Living with Guns, A Liberal's Case for the Second Amendment. Craig, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Liberal's Case for the Second Amendment. Tell us briefly, what is your liberal case for the Second Amendment?
My liberal case is that it is an individual right. Mm-hmm. It's a common law right recognized by the Second Amendment, but the right existed from Jamestown on.
Right. Talk about some of the early attempts to kind of create gun control. One of the things that's fascinating is that they, you know, follow kind of predictable patterns of, you know, we don't want blacks to have guns. We don't want Italian immigrants because they have poor impulse control to have guns. Talk a bit about the history of gun control.
Right. Well, you couldn't have a gun if you were black, even a freedman, before the Civil War. Catholics couldn't have guns in the New England colonies. Gun control always existed because you had to serve in the militia if you were a white male, 18 or over, and you had to have a gun. And the people in the towns who had the militias knew who had guns and where they were. So there was a gun registry system in the old militia days. Serious gun control didn't really come into play until after the Civil War and Reconstruction and the First World War. And prohibition. So you had organized crime and a lot of gunfire with Tommy guns and sawed-off shotguns that first Gun Control Act was meant to limit.
Yeah, and I mean, in a way, gun control is also a result of the urbanization of America, because suddenly you have a lot of people living in close proximity. Well, you know, and this comes out from a libertarian perspective. People, you know, are, I think, familiar mostly with the two kind of phrases, one that's variously attributed to Robert Heinlein or William Burroughs, that an armed society is a polite society, but also that if you outlaw guns, only outlaws have guns. Is that by and large true, that most people who carry guns actually are law-abiding citizens?
Sure. I mean, in the whole country at large, definitely. The problem of gun violence is largely an urban problem of illegal guns, guns that people own that never had the right to buy them and that aren't registered. And a lot of our gun control measures are aimed at people who would obey the law and get the permits.
How do you make sense of the fact that over the past 10 years, 20 years, we've seen an increase, a surge in gun ownership in America, and a decrease in gun-related crime? It, you know, does that make sense, right? Or does that leave you scratching your head?
The armed society is a polite society crowd would tell you that's because of that. The criminals don't know if you're armed or unarmed, and so they are less likely to use guns in an assault against you. But I think the reason for the decline in violence, for the most part, it's been a decline over the last 10 or 20 years. It's because of the ebbing of the crack epidemic. And the surge in violence, gun violence, before that was due to the epidemic itself.
People talk about being First Amendment absolutists, totally in favor of free speech, say you're not a Second Amendment absolutist. Talk a little bit about what you consider are kind of common sense restrictions on gun ownership.
I think the requirement that your name has to be checked with a database that the FBI maintains to make sure that you, before you buy a gun from a federally licensed dealer, that you're not a drug addict, that you're not under a restraining order of some kind from a court, and that you're not mentally ill, adjudicated.
Right. Yeah. What about the politics of gun control? One of the kind of subtext of the most recent presidential election was, hey, you know, when Obama gets reelected, he's going to grab your guns. The fact of the matter is that over the past 25 years, most states have vastly liberalized their gun laws, that the Supreme Court recently, in a couple of, you know, really surprising and large decisions, have said, hey, you know, Second Amendment right is a constitutional right. It's an individual right to bear arms. Are we past gun ownership as a political issue, or where is that going to happen?
Absolutely not, because of the NRA.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Well, the NRA, I belong to the NRA, and all during the 2012 election campaign, they were bombarding me and everybody else who belongs with appeals for money to defeat Obama, because Obama was going to take away our gun rights and all our other rights, literally. Yeah. So
well, you get the guns first, right? And then you can take away all the other
maybe
ones, so.
But because of that, they use the fear. They spread fear. It helps raise money. And the reaction from people who are now going out to buy guns because they believe this, you know, now he's reelected, it's going to be harder to get guns.
And newspaper reports have been filled for the past 4 years or so with people buying, an increase in
huge gun, increase. Gun the Black Friday numbers were apparently higher than even ever before. Yeah. And yet Obama has done nothing. Right.
Often to the kind of despair of many of his liberal supporters who want, you know, they thought that was part of the deal.
Actually, in his first term, all he did was sign two measures affecting guns. One allows you to carry a gun in a loaded, in a locked container onto an Amtrak train, and another one allows you to take a gun into a national park.
Right.
Well, how is that taking away people's guns?
Well, what about at the local level or at the state level? Are we likely to see, you know, kind of new gun control measures in various cities and states? I mean, Chicago, which was the site of one of the other big gun control Supreme Court cases, are they going to keep coming back and trying to maintain very strict gun control? And if so, will they be successful?
Yes, just as they did in the District of Columbia after the Heller ruling in 08. The district came back with a new set of regulations. They don't ban handguns absolutely, but they do ban assault, so-called assault weapons. Even in the Heller ruling, Justice Scalia's ruling, said that, you know, reasonable gun control measures are not unconstitutional.
What is your favorite shooting experience that you've had?
I used an AK-47 modified at a range in Arizona. In Phoenix a couple of years ago, and that was great fun, shooting at targets. I mean, it can be fun.
Well, I want to thank Craig R. Whitney, the author of Living with Guns, A Liberal's Case for the Second Amendment, for talking to Reason TV. I'm Nick Gillespie. Thank you very much.